she's going to be here. Usually you're ready on time, but.
Okay.
Since you're ready.
Call roll.
Ready?
Okay, yep. Okay, Chairman Christensen.
Here.
Commissioner Bull.
Here.
Commissioner Dirksen. Commissioner Fisher.
Here.
Commissioner Jensen. Commissioner Stanger.
Here.
Commissioner Tuttle.
Here.
I should say that Commissioner Dirksen did text me today and said she would not be here. Her flight was delayed or something, so.
Airplanes are so unreliable.
Well, with that, the meeting is approved for session. And the first item on the agenda then is comments from citizens. We don't have any citizens to get on tonight. So we'll move on to approval of minutes for Monday, September 26th, 2016. There he is.
Here.
Let the record show, Commissioner Jensen has arrived. We're looking at the minutes for September 26th.
I move to approve the minutes as submitted.
Motion made by Commissioner Tuttle to accept minutes as submitted.
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bull. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried 6-0. Next item on the agenda is the public hearing, CA 2016-04, low impact development and other miscellaneous code amendments. With that, Brad, could you do your presentation and then we'll open the public hearing.
Okay. So we've talked about this a couple times. This is a requirement of the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System Phase 2 Stormwater Permit for Western Washington that we have to have these regulations adopted by the end of this year. And not only do we have to adopt low impact development standards, but we also have to make them the preferred alternative for developers to use. Specifically, what we are changing in the code is Chapter 15.01 of the Monroe Municipal Code, which is Stormwater Management, which is adopting the new Stormwater Manual, the 2014 version of the Stormwater Management Manual for Western Washington. It also eliminates about 45 pages of the code that was just a regurgitation of the old manual. And so since the new manual is now 1,000 pages long, we just want to adopt it by reference. We're also changing Chapter 17.04 and 17.20, which are subdivision code, to require that there's site planning and stormwater management integrated into the beginning process for someone to do a development rather than waiting to land for that. And also requiring complete stormwater management plans as the preliminary plat application, so that the stormwater management of a plat is not an afterthought that they stick somewhere at the end, but they actually think about it as part of their design element of the plat. We're changing 18.10 and other things through there. In the zoning code, basically we're eliminating or greatly reducing the minimum lot size requirements while keeping the current yield per acre. And that's to incentivize the use of low impact development techniques. And we also, at the same time, are changing the width requirements so you don't have to end up with, you know, really long, skinny lots. So that kind of balance, and also reducing the setbacks a little bit so that people can use the lot more intensively and then leave the rest of the plat undeveloped. Also included in this is something not directly related to the low impact development standards, but we are changing a downtown commercial zone is to allow auto sales, correct?
Motorsports.
Motorsports zone sales.
Stanford, paying attention.
Yeah, and 1884 which is planned residential developments, basically the same thing that's in the subdivision code to require that doing stormwater management as an integral part of the beginning of a plat development. Off-street parking requirements, we are eliminating the need for the special permission to use pervious pavement, because that's something they should be doing initially. And then reducing the required parking spaces for fast food restaurants.
And warehouses.
Which is also with a little impact development, because you don't have as much impervious surface or paved stuff that out there, so there's less runoff. Also allowing rainwater harvesting systems in the side yard or backyard setback, much like you can put a heat pump or something like that, or in your setback, you can also include your rain barrels and things like that. And chapter 20.05 references the stormwater manual, it references the 2005 manual. We're making it so it's the correct one. And then the street standards, this is also not actually part of the ordinance, but just that we're doing along the same way, is reducing the minimum standards for roads, making the minimum slightly smaller. This minimum requirement is not the standard. The standard will probably still be bigger than that, but if someone wants to request a deviation from the standard, this gives us a floor that we won't go any less than. And if you want to read all 138 pages of the proposed code changes, they're there. But lots of it's just actually strike out. And if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I have one question. Mm-hmm. The statement says removal of verbatim inclusion of the 1991 stormwater manual.
Yes.
Does that mean it just removes that 1991 version?
No, that removes the 45 pages of, that was the manual we did back then. We just got rid of it all and said, we hereby adopt the 2014 manual.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to, because it's the way it's written, in my mind, it sounds weird.
Yeah.
Commissioner Jensen?
Something you said, I don't recall hearing it in the previous weeks, about reducing the required parking for fast food restaurants. What is the basis of that?
Were you here last week?
I don't know if you were here.
I heard it, I just don't remember hearing it. Somehow that piece.
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
Yeah, well, okay, so right now, for a fast food restaurant, the parking requirement is one space for every 50 square feet of floor area.
Okay.
That is, I think, the highest ratio I've ever seen anywhere. I'm more used to maybe one per 100. So if you look at maybe some of the more recent fast food establishments, like Jack in the Box.
Down at the other end.
Yeah, by Tractor Supply. I think maybe even, not sure who else was recent, but Jack in the Box would have been one of the more recent ones. Carl's Jr. actually is one of the more recent ones. And if you look at the amount of parking that's being provided by some of those fast food establishments, it's pretty high. And the argument that they're making, which I think is valid, is how much of their business is actually going through the drive-thrus these days. It's pretty substantial. So you're seeing a lot of fast food places now set up like two drive-thrus.
Yeah.
Because that's basically a considerable amount of their business rather than people actually parking and going in the store. So
is this change applicable provided they have a drive-thru?
No. So one per 50 is, I think, very high. One per 100 is probably more in line with what I'm used to.
We do have a point. Do we have a definition for fast food?
Yes, and I'm not sure it's in this.
No, that would be 18 and 2, and we didn't include that, because we didn't change that for.
There's so much
wrong. Is there a code next to you?
A code?
Yeah, the big book, notebook, it has a municipal code.
I mean, taverns and restaurants are called out separately.
Okay, yeah.
And.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay.
I think I was, and I think we're ringing the bell, but I think.
Yeah,
somehow.
We were saying how many parking spaces have at Park Place Middle School.
Oh, yeah,
thought you were here.
Yeah.
But it helps with that
one. Restaurant.
It's less concrete.
Fast food, comma, restaurant.
Yeah. We're not creating unintended consequences, hopefully.
Fast food, no comma, restaurant. So there's a definition of fast food restaurant. An establishment whose principal business is the sale of foods, frozen desserts, or beverages served in or on disposable containers for consumption while seated within the building or in a vehicle or incidentally within a designated outdoor area or for takeout consumption off the premises. So it doesn't require a drive-through, but it envisions that
so
you may have in a vehicle.
I'm not saying this would happen, but just as a what if, an existing established fast food restaurant could then allocate some of their parking to some other purpose after this passes?
Yes.
Okay.
And is Carl's Jr. Subject to the new or
old? Current.
Current?
I don't know if that's new or old. Current.
I mean, current or new?
Current.
That has not yet to be adopted.
Right. No. Well.
So they're currently stuck
one
with
for 50.
Per 150.
Right.
Okay. Maybe that's why they haven't paid any or any concrete yet. They kind of like waiting to see how much they got to put down.
No, actually, what they had to do is lease some parking from Walmart.
Well,
okay.
They can undo that lease then, hopefully.
Could. I'd have to count how many spaces, but they could. If they had enough on site, they could.
Now, fast food restaurant could also include a drive-in type restaurant, right? Remember that? Anybody?
Sonic.
Is that me? Oh, I don't remember drive-in.
Sonic. Burger House.
And they were mostly parking lot. Because the restaurant itself is just a little box that had enough space for cooking burgers and stuff, and all the rest of it was parking. So, that's something that, if they ever decide to bring that back.
Well, there's still Sonic around, and it's a bit like that.
The what?
Sonic.
And Burger Master still.
Sonic.
Burgers, they're driving right those, yeah.
Well, I've never seen one up here. So.
Yeah, Sonic, they deliver to your car. Yeah, shakes are half price after 8 p.m.
Corn dogs are 50 cents.
Wow. It's a Sonic commercial.
that's also kind of self-limiting for the develop it themselves, because if they don't have enough parking, they're not going to make any money.
I feel like they would want to make sure.
Yeah, they want to make sure that they have enough.
If it's something fixed or something, they would want to make sure they have parking.
Correct.
But the minimum.
It's 150.
There's not a maximum. There's just a minimum.
Not
so
yet.
That's good.
Any more questions for that?
Sounds good.
Okay, with that, then I will open the public hearing for low impact development with other miscellaneous programs. Also we'll open the public hearing for comments, public testimony.
Actually, I'm not testifying as a member of the public, but before you get too far, we're not envisioning you to take action tonight.
I understand. And we can continue the public hearing if needed.
Why are we not envisioning taking action?
We wanted to see if there were any comments.
And typically we need
the right findings
to support whatever your action is going to be, and those aren't prepared to.
Since we opened the public testimony, was there any documented public testimony or anything like that that we need to admit? No.
SIPA. You know, we did issue, we have to issue under State Environmental Policy Act a SIPA determination on the code amendments, which in this case was a determination of non-significance. We're basically saying these code amendments don't rise to requiring an EIS. And the comment period on that concludes 27 plus 14. Either tomorrow or the 12th. So there could there could be some written comments that come in response to the CEPA determination. But we haven't received any yet.
Okay. I don't know if it'd be advisable to leave the public testimony portion of the public hearing open at this point, or I don't see any reason to keep it open. If we get documentation, somebody writes something later on, that it still would be admitted, correct?
It's part of, we would give it to it, yeah.
If we left the public hearing open, or until the next meeting, say. Close the public testimony portion, but leave the public hearing open until next meeting. This is my thought. If we don't need to take action tonight, right?
Right.
Well, they have to give us direction where we want to go so we can write the findings.
Sure. Okay.
If I feel like if we haven't heard from anybody by now, even by email or anything, there's been zero input, then there's no reason to leave the public to
submit. I just wanted your feeling with, you know.
That's my opinion.
Can we close it with the fact that you said that that period for the non-significance thing goes for another couple of days? Can we still close this public testimony or public hearing?
Well, they can comment. Yeah, because they can comment on the new information.
Yeah.
Right.
Still.
Okay.
I mean, this is what I think you could probably do, if I'm hearing you right. There's two portions of the public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can close the public testimony portion. That leaves you to the deliberation and discussion to give direction to staff. And you could, if you wanted to, you could still keep the deliberation portion open until the next meeting. And you'll get the findings, you can talk about it a little bit more, and close the hearing and take action.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to close the public comment portion, public testimony portion of the public hearing.
Okay, motion made by Commissioner Tuttle to close the public testimony portion of the public hearing.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Jensen. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried 6-0. All right. With that, we can move on then to discussion with commissioners and staff about this. If we have any more discussion tonight.
So, what are you looking for a direction on findings?
Right.
You like all these changes, or you want to change any of them?
Gotcha.
What I liked about this, the changes, it seemed like there was more going away than this thing. That I thought was good. And I didn't go through and look at, you know, how wordy it was or anything like that. I just looked at it as far as content. And I didn't see anything that jumped out on me. I did like the idea of it being more brief.
Is there anything in there that we didn't discuss last week?
No, nothing's changed since last week.
Or the last?
Yeah, the last meeting, yeah.
So it's just everything that we talked about, mm-hmm. and then you just did that?
I think the only change is one of the commissioners. Yeah.
We had some things struck out that weren't supposed to be struck out.
Yeah.
That was typos. Yeah.
Between your low, letting the streets be narrow.
Yeah, if you add bike lanes, Yes, you're required to have bike lanes on collectors and arbitrarials.
Oh, okay. That's the requirement. That, is that requirement being added?
Yes.
What defines a collector?
There is a definition.
It's in your comp plan. There's the blue lines are collectors and the red lines are arbitrarials. Okay. Whatever colors they were. Okay. Yeah. Because that's another thing that's going now is the complete street concept that you provide facilities for all modes of transportation.
Okay. So do you just need a consensus?
Yeah, today, and that's okay, one right
there. So I'll start with, I think we should direct them to go ahead with these changes as proposed.
Commissioner Jensen?
I'm good with everything. I support or approve whatever.
Okay.
I don't see any issues.
I agree.
Commissioner Bowman?
I don't need any comments from me. Thank you, Brad.
Well,
that's good.
Mr. Stanger? Okay. And I agree also. So in consideration of that, then I will ask for a motion to close the public hearing, and then we could give a direction to.
We can close it, or we don't have to close it.
We don't have to close it. No.
If it's up, something might come in.
If we go ahead and give direction to staff to go ahead with
we're still waiting for CFA, right?
Yes, tomorrow.
So we should leave it open so people could comment on CFA if they want to.
Okay, I'll take that.
Cool. Yes, we can direct them to prepare the facts and findings.
All right, so we'll leave the. I need a motion to
extend it.
Extend
it.
Commissioner Jensen.
We usually have it written out for me. I can just read it.
You want to do it to the 24th?
24th, 7 p.m. here at Monroe City Hall.
What did I see? Well, what's the 26th?
That's a Wednesday.
Wrong day. That was my fault.
Okay, so I move to continue the public hearing of. The low impact development code amendment and other miscellaneous amendments to Monday, October 24th at 7 p.m. here at City Hall.
Second by Commissioner Felt.
Well.
Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, Brad.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
Hopefully they're all ready.
Yeah. with that, we'll move on to new business. Draft ordinance and permit process and code amendments.
Well,
Director Ozaki.
I was actually expecting the hearing to go about an hour and a half.
Really?
Right. I was expecting people to show up.
Oh.
So, what we added in the agenda was something that probably won't take very long at all. Although I can make it last long, I guess.
No need to, unless you need to.
Yeah, we can do that ourselves.
Okay, so, one of the items that was on the work program this year for the department and for the planning commission were dealing with code amendments or changes to the code that specifically deal with permit processing and making our permit processing more efficient. Now certainly some of that can be done by, for example, in the low impact development code, changing some of the requirements, for example, for fast food restaurants. So if a fast food restaurant comes in, they're not trying to deal with, they're spending so much time on trying to figure out how to provide so many parking spaces. But some of the changes actually get at the actual core of our development regulations and development standards. And actually, before I forget on something totally different, I need to talk to Commissioner Bull and Commissioner Jensen sometime during the meeting on something else. I just did that so everyone can remind me that I need to do that. So We've put together a couple of ordinances that may eventually get combined into one, but both of these ordinances are still undergoing internal review and from our legal department, city attorney. But I just wanted to put them out there and just introduce them very quickly. There's two ordinances in your packet. There's a cover memo that deals with both of the ordinances. And so attachment one, the shorter ordinance, about 7 pages. I'm not going to go through it specifically, but we have some requirements in our code that really, like the fast food restaurants, aren't necessarily the best practices of what other jurisdictions do and exceed what we have to do in terms of timelines. So let me just walk through them very, very quickly. And let me back up a little bit. Earlier this year, we put together a permit stakeholder committee from developers and individuals who are very familiar with our permit processing system, and we got feedback from them. And some of the priorities of that group were, one, anything you can do to change the code that makes your procedures more efficient is a priority. Second priority is making your application forms more consistent with the code. That's actually been done. Our building division and planning division, we've updated all of our land use forms and building permit applications to make them much more easier to use. And then third was getting an improved permit software system. I won't spend too much time on that. But I think the crux of that was to be able to give individuals the opportunity to make permit applications, check on the status of their permits online 24/7, which we don't have that capability right now. So these amendments or ordinances get to number one, which are changes to the code to address timelines. This attachment one basically gets at three particular items. Our notice requirement, public notice requirement for like public hearings or certain types of public hearings, is 15 days before the actual hearing itself. Most other jurisdictions only require 10 days. And so this ordinance would amend and reduce the hearing notice requirement from 15 to 10. It doesn't say that the city can't give notice more in advance than 10 days, but what it's saying is to meet our minimum requirements, it has to be done 10 days in advance. And actually, if you look at the state subdivision law, preliminary plat law, it talks about how notices have to go out 10 days in advance. Now, somewhere in the past, Monroe went to 15 days in advance. The reason that's a little more problematic is because if you have a newspaper that only publishes one day a week, that 15 days really turns out for us to be 20 days in advance. Mm-hmm. And so we need to have everything prepared before we know we're going to set a hearing. But once we set the hearing, that means we almost have to wait like 20 days before the hearing, whereas the state requirement is 10. Now, there are certain types of hearings, like for shoreline management, it's kind of its own little creature. So the way it's written is, unless provided elsewhere by state law, the minimum requirement for a hearing notice would be 10 days. Another area where we're a little different than other jurisdictions, we require an appeal period for like a boundary line adjustment or a short plat, administrative decisions, of 15 working days. And
so 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Anywhere else I've been, it's been 14 calendar days. And so this changes it from 3 weeks to 14 calendar days.
So 2 weeks.
Which is 2 weeks, yeah. And really, that's the appeal period. So in most cases, we'll do like a boundary line adjustment, where you just kind of move a boundary line from here to here. Nobody comments, no one's concerned, but the property owner has to wait out 3 weeks before we'll let him or her record the document, because we won't let someone record a document while you're still hanging out there for the appeal period, even though we're pretty certain that there's not going to be an appeal period. So we're going back to 14 days. The proposal is to go to 14 days. And then it wasn't an objective of the ordinance, but everything in terms of our notice requirements, for example, says mail. And so we're changing that to say mail or email. So if we have to notify people.
Or
hand delivered, yeah. And sometimes a decision will get issued and we have to, everyone that participated in the hearing, we need to send out an email. Right now, we have to send it by U.S. mail. But so much these days is by email that if we can just email the decision to the individual, that satisfies the requirement. Sometimes a person will come in and say, can I get a copy of the decision? That's why we put hand. hand-delivered if they just give it to them. I think that won't happen as much as the email, though. Email is pretty much the standard for noticing. Even for SEPA, the State Department of Ecology, they don't accept paper copies. They want everything electronically. So we just added the word email or hand-delivered to give us more flexibility and deal with ways that I think people like to be communicated with sometimes by email rather than U.S. mail. So that's the intent of this particular code amendment. And I'll just say that one of the goals of the Growth Management Act, there's 14 state planning goals. One deals with permits, and it says applications for state and local government permits should be processed in a timely and fair manner to ensure predictability, and part of what we're trying to do is basically implement that goal. Now, ordinance attachment number 2 is much longer. However, I'm going to direct you for ordinance number 2. The key for this is on page 33 and on page 36, because what this ordinance does, it deletes 2 chapters from the zoning code. And all the other sections that are being amended kind of reference these chapters. So the ordinance is long because we're deleting, for example, chapter 1882, site plan review, and there may be other sections of the code that just say reference that chapter. So we have to make sure we delete the reference to this chapter from those other sections of the code. But the real crux of this, when you have a chance to look at it, because we're going to hopefully bring this back to you for a hearing sometime before the end of the year. The real crux of this is really page 33. There's 2 chapters of the zoning code that are being deleted. One is chapter 1882, and that's on page 33. It's called Site Plan Review. And the second chapter that's proposed for deletion is on page 36, chapter 18.90, called Construction Permit Requirements. And here's why we're proposing to delete these. These code sections, when I look at the ordinances and when they were created and adopted, it was 1989. I kind of think they work in tandem, these 2 chapters. They're both adopted in 1989 and adopted, from what I can tell, by the same ordinance. And that was before the Growth Management Act. It was before the emphasis on regulatory reform and before the emphasis on permit processing. And what Chapter 1882 Site Plan Review does, there's nothing in 1882. It sets out a separate process to evaluate site plans. And so what it means is, if I'm going to build, for example, Tractor Supply, before I even come in for my building permit, I have to come in with a process where we review the site plan to make sure it's consistent with the zoning code. Now that sounds great, but everywhere else I've worked, we review site plans for consistency with the zoning code when the building permit gets submitted. So it's almost duplicating the site plan process for a building permit. You have to come in, you have to pay a fee, we review the site plan, we issue a decision on your site plan meets all the zoning code requirements, and someone can appeal that decision. Well, basically what someone's doing is giving someone a chance to appeal a decision when basically they're meeting all the requirements of the zoning code. I mean, it's a step in the process that's really unnecessary, and it adds probably about 3, 4, 5 months to a process. It means someone has to start out earlier to get their site plan approved and for the city to say, well, your site plan meets zoning code requirements. Well, we can do that through the building permit. I mean, you have to submit a site plan with your building permit. We don't have to have a separate process, a separate appeal process. Everything can be done through the building permit, and you don't need a separate site plan review process to do that. And so the proposal is just to delete that entire section. And then construction permit requirements on page 36, chapter 18.90. That calls out a certificate of zoning compliance process. And basically it says that the city has to issue, we have to review a site plan, and we have to issue a certificate of zoning compliance saying your site plan meets all the code requirements. Well, again, we can do that through the building permit. There's no need for us to issue a certificate of zoning compliance to tell somebody that your building permit's only good for, your site plan's good for 1 year. There's expiration provisions in the building code. all of these items that are talked about in this construction permit requirements, comply with city subdivision codes, comply with drainage requirements, comply with the International Building Code, comply with noise abatement standards, comply with the fire code. That's all done during the building permit process. You don't need to have a separate process and a separate certificate of zoning compliance to make sure that a development's meeting all the required codes. And so there's just this redundancy set up in the code right now that everywhere else I've been, we just deal with this through a review of the site plan through the building permit. We don't go through a separate process to have to validate the building permit. And this is old school, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, it, in my mind, it makes sense. Anywhere you can reduce redundancy, let's do our best to get it done and as quickly as possible.
It's intended to slow down the process so that it can be interfered with.
I mean, some of those just,
That's why it's in there.
For a certificate of zoning compliance, I know it's all struck through, but there's this 1890-030. The zoning code administrator should have the authority within 10 days from the date of filing an application for building permit or for a certificate of zoning compliance to decline in writing to act upon the question of zoning compliance and shall forward the application to the hearing body for such determination following the standards set forth in the site plan section. So it's kind of like this code section gives the zoning code administrator the ability to say, I'm not going to review your building permit, it's got to go to a hearing. Well, if that was the intent, then
it worked.
These are the processes to slow things down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to slow things down.
Yeah. Well, let's do what we can to speed things up.
Yes. Streamline.
Commissioner Jensen?
Yes. One thing I noticed in the first one, a little short one, attachment one, on page 3, at the bottom there, paragraph 4, it crosses out the word calendar to replace it with working. So in that case, it's actually, whatever this thing is changing, it's expanding it from 10 calendar days to 10 working days. Is that intended?
Where are you?
Page 3, bottom paragraph number 4. It's in a little, pretty chat.
And the reason that, it's a good catch. I don't want to get it. On hearing examiner decisions, the state law says the hearing examiner has to issue a decision within 10 working days. Our code doesn't meet state law. That's the one case where it actually gives the hearing examiner more time.
We get less time.
Well,
Incorrectly is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It should have been 10 working days.
Right.
But the secondary part of that was the fact that it spelled out calendar and now changed to working. I wonder if we should be using the word working on all these other changes to make it absolutely clear that it's 10 working days and remove that ambiguity.
Right. There's a part of our code, and I don't know if it's being touched by these amendments. There's a part of our code that says when it's not specified, it means calendar days.
But I don't like it when people have to cross-reference all over the place. So just add the word working and make it simple. Easier for someone looking at this to know what to expect.
Yeah, we can do that. And we should just pick either business or working and then calendar.
It's one of those simplification things that...
No, I'm good with that because otherwise you have to... kind of guess what you're getting at. So, yeah, if the city attorney doesn't have a problem with that, I think anytime we specify days, we can put either calendar or working.
Yeah, so it's making all these changes, just throwing the word working.
Yeah, it...
That was my only comment.
So I agree with Commissioner Jensen that that should be something that clears it up, so there's no discussion on it later on.
Or as you say, one of those side effects, somebody later changes that master definition and suddenly, whoops.
I don't think I brought it through the... These changes are specific more towards permit processing, but you can just tell throughout our entire code, because there's other sections of the code that don't have anything to do with permit processing.
Yeah, but everywhere we touch, we like to make it easier for the layperson to see it and understand it. So.
Right. Without having to reference something else.
Yeah.
Okay, that works. So, like I said, I thought it'd be more like 8:40 rather than 7:40. So, the idea behind this was just to kind of...
It's fine. You know, it's the more expedient we can be, the better
off. So, as soon as I get comments back from the city attorney and other staff, we'll final this up and bring it back before you. But again, it's the changes relate to processes. It's not really like adding new uses or setbacks or anything like that. It's pure process.
Right. Again, we're eliminating stuff that needs to go away anyway. So I think it's important that that be done.
And I never really thought what the intent behind these were. If it was to make it less predictable, it certainly could do that, because that means anyone who submits a building permit application, whoever administers the zoning code, could say, I'm not going to touch this. Off to the hearing examiner.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Anything else, Director Rosati?
No, that's it.
Okay. Commissioner, any questions?
I have a question for
Commissioner Volk.
David regarding, have you gone before the City Council to put this into the next budget for the next fiscal year to get your permit software?
No, we're getting permit software is a little complex, but so we're like kind of looking at different, really looking at different, taking a look at different systems and kind of costing them out.
Okay.
There's one that's fairly popular, but it means trying to find a way to integrate your current system into this broader system, so to speak. And our current system probably isn't, it's okay.
So you're looking for a web-based permit system that can integrate with your current software?
You know, I think what we're hearing from our, I think what we're hearing from the customers is we'd like to go, I mean, it'd be nice if you went 24/7. If we could make permit applications online with maybe some of our simpler permits, we can request inspections online, we can do, check the status of our permits online. And there's just different programs and software systems out there that have different capabilities. So we're just like taking a look at it right now.
Yeah. Does it require an update to the operating system?
It could, yeah. It could mean a lot.
That's usually what some of the problems are. An antiquated operating system and trying to put it
in. It might mean a web page that actually is modern. For the
Wait, are you kidding? This is modern.
Yeah.
It's pretty new.
Well, I'm sure it's new.
That's what I'm saying.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I think, like I said, the short ordinance is pretty short, 7 pages, and if you want to just focus in on that one section, those few sections that are getting deleted in the other ordinance, everything else in that ordinance just kind of like ties into that and may change like just 3 words here or there, but we have to like just put in the whole section of those other sections that are being changed. That's it.
Okay, excellent. Well, with that then, we'll move on to the discussion by commissioners and staff. Ms. Stephanie, do you have any announcements or anything you want to discuss?
Nope. I'm good. Did everybody get their packets okay on Thursday? Yes. Sorry, I had to deliver a day early. I didn't work on Friday.
Thank you.
Well, that reminds me, if you could save your packet that you have tonight, at least on the low impact development.
The big thing?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bring it to your next meeting that way.
No problem.
You need a bigger statement.
Director Ozaki, do you have anything further? You said you wanted to discuss with Commissioner Jensen, Commissioner Bolt.
Oh, just real quick. The terms for Commissioner Bull, Jensen, and Dirksen expire at the end of this year, so if you folks could let me know the next day or two by email or just give me a call whether you have interest in being reappointed, that'd be great. I don't need to know tonight, but give it a day or however long
you think about. It comes by real quick.
Yeah, and then we'll need to give Diane a call. Mm-hmm. Remind me.
Tomorrow I'll be here.
At the same time?
I think there was actually three. But
It's right.
Yeah, but it's sorry, I had to stop, and if I didn't say that out loud, I would have forgot to mention it.
He's got to change all that.
I don't really have much to add tonight. Really, it's the only other item was just processing a lot of plats right now. We had a hearing last week on an 18-lot plat right across from Monroe Family Village, right next to Rodland's Auto Repair. It's a townhouse plat, so it's actually individual lots, but they'll have townhouses on the lots. And then next week we have a public hearing for an 88-lot plat up by the north portion of the city limits. Mm-hmm. So if you ever take a look at that map we gave you, that one's called Clyre Parmenter. If you ever look at that map we gave you about development activity for plats, you'll see that those are in play. That's about it.
That's it. Thank you, Director Zaki. Commissioner Jensen?
I'm just curious, you were saying something about Carl's Jr. Is there a delay in why they haven't poured their concrete or asphalt? It just feels like it's taking a long time. You have the whole building looks like it's ready, and they haven't got anything paved to get into the building.
I have no idea. It's they must be ready to pour and pave because they've been asking some questions about some of the crosswalks and pavement colors and things like that. But that was like a week or two ago, so. I know they're in a hurry to get it done before, obviously, the rainy season. I believe they're behind, but I feel comfortable in saying they're not behind because of the city. They were like pushing to get their permits really hard, and I just remember they were ready to go around January, and they're out ready to be picked up, and I'd be walking. Every day I'd look and see, haven't been picked up, and it took them like 2-3 weeks before they actually wanted to pick them up. So I'm just not sure what's going on with that project. Other than I think they're going to be done fairly soon. I've never been to a Carl's Jr., so I'm curious to see how it is.
We're in California.
That's their start.
Is that right? We're just in California.
There's one in Cheney.
Anything else, Commissioner?
Our little store, I'll just mention for everyone, our little store has now declared our grand opening date for May, November 5th.
November 5th.
We may open a few days ahead if we're ready, but the official grand opening is
coming. Excellent.
That's assuming I put a sign permit to go through the city. I don't know where it's stuck. It's been hung up. You need to kick some people to get that sign permit to go. Bricks and Mini Things. So okay. New and used Lego store.
Oh, that's what you guys were just talking about?
Yeah.
Up by
Wi-Fi.
Yes. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. The last big permit we're waiting on is the sign permit, and I'm worried that it's dragging.
I think they have till the 13th to finish review.
Well, they don't have to take every day.
I'm sure they're busy.
Yeah. Well, all the business on the
thought was the home. This is a sign. Homes don't have signs.
Yeah, I know.
If you could just do your business
online. Yeah, if I could just do it online.
Okay, let's not talk about sign.
I want to. I don't know when we can all get the sign code.
Yeah, I'm done otherwise. Yeah, go ahead.
Commissioner Tuttle, you got anything?
If no one, if you guys have not done the Citizens Academy at the police department, have you done it?
I've done it twice, yeah.
The whole 9 weeks or whatever? Yeah. It is so good.
Yeah, it's advisable that every citizen.
It is so good.
Yeah, so Colin Kaepernick should do it.
Why?
Yeah. So he can maybe understand what police officers go through.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about that, but...
Yeah,
it
will
be good, right?
It will be.
No, he's not a citizen here.
Yeah, you're not done with it yet. Go get into this stuff.
And I know they're on that.
Yeah.
You know what police actually have to go through.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But I don't care about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, it does.
Is there a crossfire?
No.
I'm just suggesting that
it's so good. I went on my ride along 2 Saturdays ago. From 7 till almost 2 in the morning, and we were busy the entire time.
Were you in my neighborhood? I'm sure you both were.
No, we weren't actually. We were on the north side of the highway most of the time. But it was so great. I went with Craig Robertson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good ride.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. Well, I went a long time ago in a daytime one that was, not too exciting. But it's so great. You guys should do it. They only do it once a year, I think, but if you can,
remember to sign up. Blueberry and then curry.
Yeah, it's so good.
Curry way.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
How's the parks? Anything going on?
We didn't meet. Okay. Or I think we met, but we already had a meeting since then. That's all I can think of. Oh, the chamber lunch is tomorrow at 11:30 at the Rock Church. Route 2 is catering. And the speaker is something educational. I can't remember.
This is the general Mineral Conference.
Yeah. The second Tuesday of every month is the general. Yeah, it's the general membership meeting. But anyone can go. People from City Hall go. I know one of the topics is the proposition to raise minimum wage to $11 an hour starting January 1st. So that, I don't know if that's of interest to anybody, but that's all I can think of.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Fisher?
I have to work the next meeting, so I will not be here. So, yeah, I'll be here. I'll be in Auburn. I'll be in the Lowly City of Auburn.
Do we know what's on the agenda for the next meeting?
Well, definitely the
rest of the public hearing.
Right.
Low impact development. And then I'm hoping to come back with some of the downtown standards.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
But it won't be a hearing, so.
Okay.
And then.
Low impact development, I think it's about 10 minutes.
Yeah. What kind of downtown stuff are you
doing? Oh, what we've been working on. So, last meeting you talked about the density in the residential area and the Borland Park East downtown. And I think leaving the density in the residential area the same, but then allowing for some modest increases in the density in the east downtown area, provided but tied to design about stepping back and things like that. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm crafting that right now. So that'll be a discussion.
Yeah.
So everything needs to go to a hearing eventually.
In a minute.
Right.
So, yeah, I just won't be able to meet that one.
And I may not be here either.
Okay, so.
Just have to make sure. Yeah, I just want to let you know to make sure you.
No, I appreciate that.
Having people here.
Oh, so, absolutely. The sooner you let us know, the better.
I have to be at a thing until 7 in Everest, so.
Okay. So we'll, when we ask Diane about reappointment, we'll just reconfirm with her that she can be here also.
Commissioner Bolt?
Nothing for me this evening.
Commissioner Chang? I don't have anything, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, sorry if I couldn't drag this out longer.
Oh, well, it's fine.
So much.
Moved by Commissioner Pell to adjourn. Seconded by Commissioner Jensen. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried 6-0.
Great. Thank you very much.
Try to share the love of motion.